In the simplest terms, it's the right to burn versus the right to breathe. At least that's how those who oppose and support a seasonal ban on wood burning in northern Utah are voicing it. Governor Herbert tasked the State Air Quality Board with probing public opinion on the ban, which would prohibit use of all wood stoves in 7 inversion-prone Utah counties from November 1st to March 15th every year in an effort to limit winter air pollution. At the public hearing Wednesday night in Logan, the opposition was overwhelming. The sheriff's office estimates that there were 500 people trying to attend the hearing in the Cache County Courthouse with a capacity of only 160. Only 2 of the residents who offered oral public comments expressed support for the ban. One was a woman with lung cancer who was actually booed at the podium. The other was told to get rid of his car and ride a horse.
And as a consequence, you need to remember, there are folks here in the valley who have health problems that this affects. My wife is one of them. My son is one of them. And they have asthma, and it has gotten substantially worse over the time that we've been here.
Reasons for opposing the ban ranged from the high cost of natural gas to helping reduce the risk of forest fires by removing firewood from public lands. People said they were fighting for their freedom to be self-reliant and to not be told what to do.
Hi, I'm Ashley Nielsen. I'm a stay-at-home mom, want to stay that way. I'm self-sufficient. We have forest land that we have to manage and take our dead trees out of, and I'm not a criminal. I will not be made into a criminal.
I think those that are arguing for a ban on this don't understand what the proper role of government is. Government has a role. We've strayed far from it. We need to get back from it.
The group that has voiced the most organized opposition to the proposal is a coalition called Utahns for Responsible Burning, backed by the fireplace industry. They want the state to consider an exemption for low-emission EPA-certified wood stoves. But the Department of Environmental Quality says that even though these cleaner burning stoves emit up to 33% less particulate matter, they still emit 160 times more than a natural gas furnace. But the hearing in Logan didn't focus much on solutions to reduce emissions. There was so much anger, so much emotion.
Environmental conflicts have this unique aspect to them. In resource planning, they call them wicked problems.
Maria Blevins is an assistant professor of communications at Utah Valley University who studies environmental conflict. She says that the reason people get so outraged at a proposal like this is that their core values are at stake. "This is not about wood burning," said one Cache County resident at the hearing. "This is about rights." Professor Blevins would also argue that it's about family and warmth or being a good neighbor or even the memory of chopping firewood when you were a little kid. She says we can learn a lot about ourselves by asking where our outrage is coming from.
When I hear, "I don't want the government telling me what I can do or not do in my home," well, this is a deeper value of what is the role of government and what is the line between regulation and personal freedoms.
Some people feel like a ban on wood burning is a clear-cut case of government overreach, and some feel like it's the least the government can do to put a dent in a major public health crisis. It seems like a very wide gap to fill.
I haven't met many people that think, you know, I just can't wait to ruin my neighborhood or ruin my state or ruin this place that I live. And so maybe coming at this thinking, people are just trying to build the best communities that they can. And that's on both sides, right? So that could be, heating your home and keeping your family safe, or that could be keeping your family safe through not wanting to inhale smoke. And so thinking about as we build communities, are our goals that different? Are your comments that you're making being productive to that end?
Written public comments on the proposed burn ban are being accepted through February 9th. Details on how to submit those to the Division of Air Quality are at upr.org. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Jennifer Pemberton in Logan.